Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, How Comfortable Are You? And the reading is from the prologue of John's Gospel.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh and made his dwelling place among us, and we saw his glory, the glory as the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. From his fullness we have received grace upon grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only begotten Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him. The good news of Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. But in the 14th chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus says, Philip, those who have seen me see the Father. This has nothing to do with seeing human appearance. God does not look like a Hebrew man. It is a reminder to consider all that Jesus taught. That is the mind of God. Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. What? What? Yes, God does love the people you and I hate. The Beatitudes. I am from an era where the Ten Commandments were the moral guide. I was not told that the Beatitudes are a much more demanding mind of God. Making peace. Comforting the brokenhearted. Meekness. Mercy. Accepting insult. These are not easy or comfortable behaviors. So it is rather hard, unfortunately, to put those teachings into practice. So we make common excuses, but we never, ever miss Mass. And we make ourselves comfortable by saying or thinking some of the following. I would love someone to acting in those ways toward me, but doing to others, well, that takes a great deal of energy and time, so I think I'll take a pass. This chair I sit in to watch TV is quite comfortable, and I've earned this. The government should provide, since I pay taxes for that. They could get a job if they tried. She should be over his death by now. But grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And when he was approaching his own suffering and death, he made a most remarkable and insightful statement. I have to go now in order that the Spirit might come. And when the Spirit comes, you will be taught all things. Then at his death, the disciples went fearfully into hiding until they were hit by the Spirit with the understanding of God's absolute love in becoming one of us. And they couldn't wait to tell that incredible good news of God's plan of salvation to anyone who would listen. In Acts of the Apostles, we hear, that day, 3,000 were added to their numbers. Now that's code for many, many. Then they got the idea. Let's have a group. The deacons and deaconesses, and anyone else willing to take care of the poor, the hungry, those in prison, or those depressed, or those oppressed, so that we are free to proclaim the good news to the spiritually hungry, and on to this very day. Right in the place where you and I live, but some go to places where they have never heard the good news, and they look for ways of doing that according to the cultural experience in which they now live. Well, what is the Holy Spirit saying to you today that will get you out of that comfortable chair? Get up on your feet and out in the hurly-burly. Or, perhaps in this pandemic, sit with pen and checkbook or credit card in hand and start writing to a food bank, to a homeless shelter, or perhaps threaten your political leaders as well. They are, with a few exceptions, disinclined to help the helpless. As I preach today, a president has threatened to veto a bill to aid desperate people.